Dr. Pinsky dictating amount, I am in. William Conover, C-O-N-O-V-E-R. William Conover is a 38-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 3/13/20. But he was walking from house to house, and there was grass that was level, but must have had a dip in the ground level. Pretty thinks he might have twisted his left ankle as this occurred and went to urgent care afterwards. Paired with this and further evaluation, he understands his final diagnosis to be torn ligaments. Paired, he did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Paired, he continues to do home exercise guided by YouTube videos. Paired, a paragraph. Records show his claim petition asserts on 3/13/20 he was reading residential meters and twisted his left foot and ankle. Paired medical records show he was seen at Atlantic Care Occupational Health on 3/13/20. Period. He stated he was walking at work and felt a sudden sharp pain on the left ankle. Paired, they noted a history of motor vehicle accident in September 2018, resulting in cervical and lumbar injuries, left lower extremity radiculopathy. Paired, he's currently retreating with pain management. Paired, Lyrica was discontinued 2 weeks earlier. Paired, he elaborated that he was merely walking and felt a sharp, sudden, severe pain in the ankle. Paired, he denied any actual strain or contusion. Paired, he walks at least 4 to 5 miles per day at work and intermittently gets ankle pain associated with prolonged walking as he is a meter reader. Paired, he would also get some medial knee discomfort, but specifically denies any trauma or strain per se. Paired, he was diagnosed with ankle pain and advised to apply ice and limit certain activities. Paired, he was prescribed naproxen. Paired, x-rays were read as unremarkable. Paired, he returned on 3/18/20. And was cleared for full duty effective the following day. Period. New paragraph. On 8/16/21, he was seen by Dr. Ruggiero, R-U-G-G-I-E-R-O. Period. He diagnosed orthopedic residuals of the left foot for ankle strain and sprain. To rule out ligamentous injury, slash internal derangement, semicolon orthopedic residuals for left foot and ankle tenosynovitis. Paired, he explained MRI of the left foot and ankle was absolutely medically necessary and indicated as his orthopedic foot specialist consultation. Paired, new paragraph, the petitioner was then seen by a podiatrist named Dr. Tai, T-A-I, on 12/15/21. Period. He still had continued pain with swelling. Period. He does report history of previous injuries in the past, but none of these are related to his current symptoms and pain. Period. He was involved in a motor vehicle accident in September 2019, sustaining injury to the neck with left radicular symptoms in the upper and lower extremities. Period. He also previously enjoyed walking, running, playing tennis, and skateboarding, along with riding his longboard. But now he is, with this new injury, he is unable to do these activities. Period. Dr. Lai performed x-rays of the left ankle, revealing no acute cortical disruption or fractures. The ankle joint was fairly well intact, with no increase in medial or syndesmotic clear space. Dr. Lai rendered diagnoses of left lateral ankle sprain with development of lateral ankle instability along with left posterior tibial tendonitis with a strain. Period. He placed limits on his activities. Period. He was to return back in 3 weeks after a period of physical therapy. Period. He returned on 1/19/22, having just started therapy. Period. He was going to continue wearing the brace and proceed with physical therapy. Period. Dr. Lai followed him regularly over the next several months. Period. New paragraph, left ankle MRI was done on 8/13/22. Period. It showed complete ruptures of the ATFL and CFL and mild diffuse sprain of the deep deltoid ligament with marrow reaction of the medial malleolus, semicolon, plantar fascia, medial band of focal fasciitis / fibromatosis without acute tear, semicolon, intact Achilles tendon and flexor and extensor tendons. Period, incidentally noted, was an accessory FHL. Period. Dr. Lai reviewed these results with him on 9/16/22. Period. He re-examined the petitioner and discussed treatment options, both conservative and surgical. Period. However, Mr. Conover felt he was doing fairly well with exercises from therapy and the brace. Period. He wanted to continue with conservative care and hold off from surgery. Period. He was cleared to perform full duty work and was discharged from care at maximum medical improvement. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower, normal through. He had inconsistent complaints of weakness and giving out and non-localizing tenderness, even without palpation, about the left ankle and foot, but there was none on the right. Feet and ankles normal, lumbar normal. He was able to walk on his toes, complaining of pain in the left foot, but not on the right. Period. Insert the normal gait maneuvers, followed by he was able to do 4 consecutive independent heel lifts on the left. Period. Impressions. On 3/13/20, William Conover felt pain in his left ankle without any precipitating trauma. Period. He did not twist or fall on the ankle. Period. His symptoms began spontaneously while walking between houses whose meters he was reading. Period. He was seen at AtlanticCare the same day where x-rays were negative. Period. He was placed in a splint and on medications. Period. He followed up through 3/18/20. Period. On 8/16/21, he was seen by Dr. Ruggiero. As noted above, period, he recommended additional diagnostic testing and treatment. Period. Mr. Conover then underwent a left ankle MRI on 8/13/22 to be inserted here. Period. He followed up with Dr. Lai through 9/16/22 and elected to continue a home exercise program. Period. the paragraph of the current examination, found there to be full range of motion about the left ankle. Appeared there was no swelling. Observed, appeared he had inconsistent subjective complaints to palpation and manual muscle testing. Appeared he ambulated without a limp. Appeared he performed all provocative gait maneuvers without difficulty, including 4 independent successive heel lifts on the left. Appeared in the paragraph there is 2.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left foot regardless of cause. Appeared this is with the orthopedic and neurologic residuals of left ankle pain with tears of multiple structures. Period. In the absence of true trauma to the left ankle, I cannot ascribe this assessment to the alleged events of 3/13/20. Period. He does remain active in a family business involving dental devices. Period. And that is the end.